We are now on agenda item number 7. It is PR 2022-007712, applications SD 2023-00218, extension of a preliminary plat, SD 2023-00216, extension of 3 vacations of private easements. This is Consensus Planning, Inc., agent for Group 2, U26VC LLC, and Tract 5, U26 LLC, requesting those extensions for all or a portion of lots 5 and 1, blocks 6 and 2, unit 26, Volcano Cliffs, zoned MXL and MXM, located on Paseo del Norte and Rosa Parks Road, containing approximately 8.23 and 9.54 acres. Property owners are Group 2, U26VC, LLC, and the request is for extension request for preliminary plat approved by the DRB in November 2022, and extension of 3 private easement vacations approved by the DRB on November 9th, 2022. As I understand it, and I stand to be corrected, these are requested extensions of 1 year because this matter is pending in district court. I would ask if there's an agent, and that would be Ms. Fishman. Ms. Fishman, do you care to give us a quick explanation of this application? And
Sure.
before you
Thank.
do, identify
Okay.
yourself and your address.
Sure. Jackie Fishman, principal at Consensus Planning. My address is 302 A Street Northwest, Albuquerque 87102.
And Ms. Fishman, do you promise or swear, or do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Campbell. So we are requesting an extension of the preliminary plat that was approved in November of 2022. It was appealed by the West Side Coalition, went through the LUHO process and City Council, which rejected the appeal. And the West Side Coalition then further filed their appeal at district court, and the judge did render a decision to dismiss the appeal on every count. A couple weeks ago, we got that determination. My understanding from our attorney, which is Jack Campbell and Larry Wells, that their attorney, Mr. Eintema, filed. I probably won't say it. It's a motion for the judge to reconsider her decision, which is pretty unlikely, as I've been told by our attorney. So we are in an abundance of caution trying to extend our preliminary plat. It's not the decision or the time frame for the preliminary plat started when City Council rejected the appeal last, I think, March of 2023. So, in an abundant, again, an abundance of caution, we wanted to extend it. We have submitted the site plan for signatures and routing, but that can't be completed until we file for the final plat, which should be in the next couple of weeks. We will submit to the DHO for the final approval of the final plat. So this process takes a long time, so we just wanted to make sure that we don't run out of time as the new year starts.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fishman. Are there members of the public who wish to speak on this matter? If so, please raise your electronic or your actual hand or speak up. Seeing none and hearing none, I've read the staff reports on this. What I'm noting is that there are not objections. In the interest of time, I'm going to ask if there are any objections by DFT staff to this extension to please speak now rather than go through each of you.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes, Ms. Wolfley.
I would recommend not varying from normal process. I think it could go very quickly, but given the nature of this case, I would just recommend you do it the same way you do all other cases.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Hearing now from Mr. Houle with the Water Authority. Any objections? Mr. Houle, I'm not hearing you. Sorry, I think you're muted.
Okay, sorry. This is Andre Houle with the Water Authority. We do not have any objections to the extension of the preliminary plat. The only thing we noticed is that our requested note regarding the dedication of easement was missing from the cover sheet. And we have no objections to the extension of the three vacations of private easements.
Thank you, Mr. Houle. Transportation. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mr. Palmer, code enforcement.
Thank you, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. We have no objections to the proposed actions.
Thank you. Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Rec. I don't have any objections, and I had made a note that we might need a procedure C filed for the trail along Paseo, but I was verified that that's already happened, so we're in good shape.
Thank you. Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections.
Thank you. Transportation, Ernest Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, no objection.
Thank you. Planning, who speaks?
This is Peter Rodenbach. I'll just note that the preliminary plat and vacation of easement extension applications were submitted on November 7th, 2023, and were complete applications. They were submitted in a timely manner, and staff has no objection to the extensions.
And Mr. Rodenbach, I noticed that the extension request that you have spoken about in your staff report is extended to December 22nd, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So it's based on this date and the appeal period.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Fishman, any comments?
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Campbell, no comment, but if I could get clarification from Mr. Houle about the missing note on the cover sheet. Is that a written comment that I can refer to and have Steve Metro's group make that change if need be?
Mr. Houle?
Yeah, okay, I'm unmuted. Yeah, this is Andre Houle. Yeah, it's a standard note that we require for dedications, similar to what PNM does. I had it in the written comments. If you need those, I can resend them to you.
Oh, and Mr. Houle, that would be good. We did this over a year ago. I'm sure I have some record of it, but the preliminary plat was approved, so I'm a little surprised that there was something missing. But if you could email that to me, I would really appreciate it.
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much.
And I might just want to point out, sorry,
Ms. Wolfley.
Because now a preliminary plat can't carry conditions. So if Mr. Houle has a note he needs on there, it might be a good condition of this extension to add that note. Let me see, Jay, what do you think? Do you think it's just better to come with the final plat then, or? I guess I forgot. This is an extension request, not an actual.
This is Jay Rodenbach. This is just an extension request.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I really don't. Final plat. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not inclined to touch the face of the plat on this extension request. So, in the matter, in agenda item number 7, item PR 2022-007712, and the applications 218 and 216. This matter is extended to December 22nd, 2024. and that action is granted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.